When commentator Andrei Kudrescu stepped away from his teaching job, he envisioned a new, idyllic chapter in his life. He was wrong.
I had this crazy idea, not my first or my last, that one day when I retired from my more or less regular job, I would reread all the books I once loved, and I'd also read all the books I never had time for. And now that I retired from my more or less regular job, I find not only that I have no time to read, I don't seem to have time for anything. And so I think I discovered something. Hundreds of jobs that you never did when you had the more or less regular job are waiting patiently for you to retire, and the minute you do, they pounce on you. People you haven't seen in years appear on the phone, on Facebook, and in person, and your guilt for neglecting them more acute. Things fall apart faster, and fixing them takes longer. Requests for volunteer work jump out of the maybe basket and squeeze your heart. Sentiments you never thought you had seize you with some urgency, demanding you do something about this or that lost cause or hopeless situation. And all the books you meant to reread, and all the books you planned to read, turn out to be about all those things you neglected to do for all those years when you had a more or less regular job. And if you did reread or read them, they will make you feel twice as guilty, and you'll end up doing twice as much. And then you realize that what you had before you retired wasn't a job, but a wonderful jar full of excuses, now broken. So get ready to go to work, pal. And so I am. I'm taking all those books to Goodwill.
Andrei Kudrescu's latest book is called The Poetry Lesson.